We're going to take a caller who's just called through. Her name is Sarah. We're going to call her Sarah. It's not her real name. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Debbie.
Sarah, why have you called Triple M's Hot Breakfast?
I basically called. I'm a mother of one of the Essendon players. And this whole debacle has created an absolute... Sorry, Eddie.
That's okay, Sarah. Take your time.
It's created an absolute debacle. And my worst nightmare as a parent, my son, who plays for Essendon and who I entrusted to be taken care of, has basically been used as a guinea pig with, you know, it's all right for James and the board of Essendon to say they have not cheated. The whole question is not about cheating. The whole question is about morals. It's about ethics, and it's about the trust that parents put on the club for the club to take care of their kids. You know, my child is in his early 20s. He'll be 21 shortly. And for him to be used and to be injected with substances that may not be illegal, but could be banned, for substances that are labelled not for human consumption or not for human use, and for the club to completely disregard it, to regard those warnings, and to inject my son, I find appalling. And to watch James Heard yesterday talk, James Heard is a man who I've always respected, but to watch his press conference yesterday, it was all about him. It was all about me, how to protect me. Well, who's going to protect my kids? And who's going to protect all the other players? Let's not forget that the harm was done to the players, not to James Heard. And let's not forget that any health repercussions the players will have to deal with, not James Heard, not Mr. Little. And it frustrates me and it angers me that as a parent, we've basically been muzzled. We've been told not to speak to people. And Eddie, really, the stress at home, the stress with my son is intolerable. He is actually contemplating walking away from the sport.
Sarah, that's we let you have your say there because it's hugely emotional and we can feel for you every step of the way on this. And you're quite right. Sometimes once it gets down to lawyers and PR people, you forget about the issues at home. Sarah, were you at the meeting at Essendon the other day?
I wasn't. My son was there. My husband was there. Sorry.
And were you happy with the information you're getting? Clearly, you're taking a different point of view that it's not about saving the Essendon Football Club. It's about the processes that got them to this situation. So, can you tell me what's been the agony around the dinner table when you and your son and your husband are there and you're talking? What's the feeling?
It's unknown, Eddie. You know, I talk to my son and I ask him questions whether he knows what he's been given. No answer, no knowledge. Half the things they've been told, they haven't even been told what they've been given. You know, they don't know anything. There's only a few that are aware, completely aware of what they were injected.
Yeah.
And don't know.
And you've not received any information at any of these briefings at all?
Okay. Most of the when we went to the meeting, or when my husband went to the meeting the other night, the whole meeting at Essendon was centred from Essendon's point of view. All of it was from Essendon's point of view. And a lot of it was in, how can I say, a lot of it was in legal speak.
Yeah. Okay.
So it just, you know, the whole thing is about Essendon's point of view. And I think people need to remember there are kids involved. Now, I'm, you know, James Heard can say what he likes, and Mr. Little can say what he likes, and Mr. Danks can say what he likes. But I challenge them to inject their own children with the same substances and see whether they would do it willingly.
Sarah, thank you for calling this morning. Our phones and our emails and texts and Twitters have gone off the Richter scale here just in their support of you as a mother and the sympathy that everybody has for you, that you find yourself in this situation, and quite obviously the desperation that you felt compelling to ring us this morning on Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Can you just give us an insight into that? One final question to you, as to why you felt compelled to ring us this morning anonymously, and we'll protect your identity, but why you decided that you needed to talk to somebody in to Triple M's Hot Breakfast?
Because, Eddie, the parents haven't been given a voice. You know, we go to meetings, we get told this is what's happening, but we haven't been given a voice. And, you know, I commend Tim Watson for coming out and actually speaking to the media. But he's in the same situation. He's, you know, he's a legend of the game. But he's also got a son playing there. So he's in an untenable situation as well.
Yeah.
The reason I brung is basically frustration. Frustration because we've been muzzled, and a lot of our children have been muzzled.
And Sarah, can I ask you, we've seen the Bombers' form dropping off. Is that an obvious manifestation of what's happened?
Yeah, my son has no, you know, come game day, there's no enthusiasm that was there. He used to jump out of bed. There's no enthusiasm. The enthusiasm's gone. And it's the unknown. There's fear. There's fear because he thinks, well, you know, there's fear because he thinks, well, you know, I may be rubbed out for 3 months. I may be rubbed out for a year. And it's just the complete unknown. It's, you don't know. Plus the morale is, regardless of whatever is actually put to the media, the morale is awful.
Sarah, can I ask, what would you like to happen now? As a parent, what would you like to see happen now?
What I would like to happen now is I would like for the Essendon or Asada or whoever to disclose everything that the individuals were given, and for them to, for Essendon and Mr. Little or whoever to admit, you know, for whoever to admit that they did something wrong. It's not about cheating. I don't actually think that the club went into this with cheating in mind. I actually think they did it thinking they could improve the health and the fitness of their players. But it's the way they've gone about it. And, you know, to get young men, not just my son, to get young men to sign documents, a waiver, you know, that in itself was a huge flag to me, because if the club didn't think they had any issues, why get them to sign documents?
Did you try and intervene with your son and say don't do it because of the documents? Did you have a family discussion about that, Sarah?
I only found out about the waiver after the fact. Sarah, my son signed it because everybody else signed it.
Sarah, do you think the four people that have been charged by the AFL should be punished, including James Heard?
As I said before, I don't think it's about cheating. I think the word cheating needs to be dropped. What they have done is they've done things that have got are unethical. From a moral aspect, they're wrong. And that is bringing the game into disrepute. Whether they choose to believe it or not, they have brought Essendon and the game into disrepute. And they should acknowledge their wrongs. And as I said, everything in the media that has been coming out of the club at the moment is all about Essendon, the board, Mr. Little. It's all about James Hird. Nothing is about the future health concerns or future health repercussions. About my child and every other parent's child that's playing in Essendon at the moment.
Sarah, thank you for calling. Manette is just amazing. We've got Damon Johnson, the editor of the Herald Sun, standing here in the studio about to do his segment. And that is the missing piece to all this puzzle, isn't it?
Well, thanks for calling in, Sarah. I think she's managed to cut through a lot of the legalese, a lot of the strategy, a lot of the media spin, and just get right to the nub of the issue. And I think one of the things she's highlighted is the issue of secrecy. And I think that's one of the blights on this six-month scandal. I think the AFL did the right thing yesterday by releasing those charges, and I think they should get all the information out there.
Yeah.
And then let's deal with it and get it over and done with, so families like Sarah's can get on with their lives with some clarity.
133353, you've just heard Sarah on the line, not her real name, asked to come on under the cloak of anonymity. We're prepared to do that. Heartrending situation there. I defy anybody listening to that not to be totally moved, and also gives the human side of it. I mean, you get a lot of supporters at the moment from other clubs. It's Essendon's Hurdy. They're almost sort of mythical figures, if you like. But when you hear Sarah's voice and what she has to say,
that's what it's all about.
It's the mother, human side of the story.
It's a kid who loves football and all the rest of it. It's
Sarah,
horrible.
Thanks for telling you this morning. It takes a lot of courage to do that. Can you hang on the line? We'd like to speak to you after our break. It's 133353. I'm sure a lot of people want to react to Sarah's call this morning. Damon Johnson, the editor of Herald Sun, is here. We're going to get Damon's reaction to that as well. It's 10 minutes to 9. This is Triple M's Hot Breakfast.